A little right harder, here? Yeah.
Okay, with more finger. I gotta look
now. Make your hand like a claw and go like that.
Oh my god! It's just... I'm gonna make my hand like a claw and rip your head off.
All right,
Eleanor. You know he wouldn't have
that fast.
He wouldn't have to. He wouldn't have to tell Buttafuoco how to do it if you were here.
That's right. You, but that's right. When he rubbed my neck, you didn't even give me an intro. You should give me an. Are we recording, Tom? What the fuck is this guy's name?
His name is Brett. Brett. What is wrong with you?
Because I don't know.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Okay, so guys, welcome to the Comedy Store podcast. I'm Eleanor Kerrigan. He said yes three times.
If this is recorded, Andrew, I'm not doing it again.
Oh my God, please don't infuriate me.
But
we're
why won't he just answer?
Brett?
I am answering, but you don't have headphones on.
You don't have your headphones on.
I've been talking.
See, gorgeous isn't everything.
I've been talking to you the whole time.
And then, the lights are flickering because that's
Mitch.
I'll fix
are
that.
We
saying
on?
Hello.
I'll fix the lights. Hang on one second.
Even hit we're myself in the microphone.
We're recording.
Yeah, these are really low, Brad.
Yeah, I don't hear
it at
all.
I can turn those up a little bit if you give me 1 second.
But they should be turned on first.
Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast where engineering is a thing of the past.
No, wait a minute. But
why is Mitzi so angry?
He's got to make... It's not Mitzi.
Yeah, well, who's flickering those lights?
I don't know. Somebody walking around. It's an old building.
No.
That sounds like too logical of an explanation.
She just wants to say hello.
Hi, Jinx and Sue.
My mother did touch Dylan's hand.
I believe that.
In Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, he told me a little story. I'll tell you. Turn the mic on.
It's on, right?
Yeah.
Brett, right?
Brett.
Brett.
Yes.
Brett, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. Do me a favor.
Okay.
Because I was in a good mood today.
I'm going to try to keep it that way.
No. Just turn the mic up so it sounds like a microphone rather than I'm going deaf.
All right. We've got it up.
Turn the headphones.
Test. No. The mic has... What?
The mic's good. The mic's in the board
so
out there.
The headphones?
He's got it.
All right. I just want to make sure the mic is...
We don't even need the headphones.
I don't.
The mic is good.
None of us are using the headphones.
All right. As long as you're getting good sound.
There's no point in me talking
into the... I'm glad it's not
going to
be stressful, this one.
1 second. I got to ask another question.
You just opened a door.
Are you getting the sound?
The sound is beautiful.
Okay.
The sound is beautiful.
You sound great.
This guy.
Okay. He can still hear you. Just because you put headphones down doesn't mean he can't hear
you. He's a stranger.
I didn't say anything bad about him.
No, he's a great guy. Brett Erickson, if not for him, this wouldn't happen at all.
This is so crazy what I was just going to tell you and then about my injury.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what?
You had an injury recently.
What'd you hurt?
She doesn't know about this.
Oh.
She's just playing Miss Know-It-All.
Let me tell you what happened.
Wait a minute. I was thinking about your back.
No. Let me tell you what happened. We get into that, too.
See?
Did you start the show? Did you?
The show has started. I welcome to the Comedy Store podcast.
I'm Dice, world-renowned. Me and Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
I thought you were a national treasure.
Arriba. I am a national treasure. But Pitbull is Mr. Worldwide.
Rick Ingram's here.
And I'm a national treasure.
Sure.
But I'm also worldwide.
Yeah.
Because of everything.
I would say an earthly treasure then.
Ooh, earthly. I like that.
Maybe even universally treasured.
Earthly's big enough, though.
No, that scares me. When
that's too far.
It goes on and on.
Yeah. You don't need it to go forever.
You repeat yourself on a certain planet, whatever. That's where my son Dylan does scare me when he starts in with that late at night and I'm stoned out. He goes, now, you know it just goes on. I go, I don't need to hear this. That's your thing.
It's infinity.
That's your thing.
I've been living all these years without going on and on and on.
You don't need it to be that
me
big.
Me all over again and then doing it again. Because I don't remember the other ways.
Right.
You know,
forward.
When people talk about reincarnation and all that, I go, prove it.
Right.
If I was reincarnated, who was I? Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You
know, I think I was John Dillinger.
It's possible.
Yeah. That seems accurate.
Yeah, I always think I was John Wilkes Booth.
You know. Yeah, in a way. You got that thing going on.
I could have.
Anger?
Well, rage.
So, yeah, what happened in Vegas, Dylan tells me how he touched that bar that my mother gave me.
Okay.
The Chinese, there's like Mother of Pearl. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
And I always wanted the bar.
Don't be a Mr. Know-it-all.
No, I said, if you ever, you know, get rid of the bar, I'll take it. And she gave it to me. Because it's like a
It's beautiful.
Okay.
So what happened is, he goes, I got to tell you what happened last night. He goes, he'll say that I said this wrong, but he just wanted to sort of say hello, and he put his hands on it.
Yeah.
And he went to move away, and it sort of like grabbed him.
Oh,
presence.
Well, he's telling me this is nuts. I'm not even making it up. So, all right, so the bar is on the floor. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the only place it could be, like this table. Okay. So the floor is tiles, big, like 2-foot tiles. And the bar is normally behind this line, like the, you know, where they put the thing, the cement. What do they put in between tiles?
Kraut?
Grout.
Grout.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I've had this happen to me where it was like on this one side past the grout, about a half inch. All right? So I look when he says that, and I see it's past the grout like a couple inches. I didn't even push it back. I went, and I explained the whole thing moved. And there's nobody there to move it.
Right.
Nobody's moving it. And that's what happened with him, that he felt, because you were talking about the Mitzi thing.
Right.
Yeah, and, so you don't believe, but no, you believe him, right?
Yeah, I believe
him. Okay, because I believe
it. Was true, because remember, I don't want to really bring this up, but.
You already did.
No.
Yeah.
But I had to break into a graveyard.
You know, okay.
I had to scale a wall, which she was my lookout, because I'm wearing a 2-gun holster.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You haven't lived until you've done this. I got to be honest.
If the cops, you know, would have seen me, it could have been a problem.
Right.
So I'm scaling a wall,
holstered.
Holstered.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
this day and age, in a cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
there's so much
vandal. I wanted to like say hello to my parents, type of thing, and they're closed. But I'm like, I'm not coming back here.
Right.
So I went over the wall. Okay. Now, the bad part is, so it starts like getting dark.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to find them before it gets dark, and it all looks the same in there. I got to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm not like a graveyard guy. Like, I don't hang in them a lot.
It's also not the best neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Yeah.
I'm not a graveyard guy. It's fantastic.
No, like, certain people like to
they hang in the graveyard. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
They go see movies there. Weird stuff.
No, they don't see movies. Yeah, but
Hollywood.
They do stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
At Hollywood Cemetery. Yeah.
So I'm trying to find them, and now the sun's moving quicker to the club. And I'm like, at this point, this is 45 minutes in, probably. You know, I'm cutting through. I'm like, I'm just stepping on everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, knocking shit over, you know, because it's getting dark. Like, you don't realize they don't have, like, a lighting system. And I'm just really trying to make sure I don't fall in a fucking hole.
God yeah. Bed. Doesn't need to be your...
No, but in my That's mind, scary. I'm like, yeah. if I do, I'll be able to get out. Because they're not that wide. So I figure, you know, I'll just...
Push up, yeah.
Yeah, I'll push up. Even though it won't be that much fun, my energy will get me out of the hole quick.
For sure.
You know, and...
I came in and saw you doing that, I would film it immediately, just so you know.
How am I going to film? I'm the one climbing
I would
out.
Film it.
You know, oh. So anyway, so I get out, and I take off, you know, I got to get out of there now.
Right? Yeah.
So... You know, she's out front.
Car running.
Yeah, she's got the car on.
lights
so
on.
So I go to another part of the gate, which is no good because the metal spikes are loose. I'm going to wind up with a spike through my fucking gut.
Yeah.
So I got to go back to where I went over. But what I realize, it's one thing going over the wall, but it's higher up on the other side. They didn't, like, do it like
that. It's not even, yeah.
I don't even know how I got my leg up that high. Maybe it was fear. You know what I mean?
It really was phenomenal to see.
Yeah, and she's watching, and it's like, let's just get out of here. You know,
people are walking by with their dogs looking at us. I'm like, oh my god, we're going to jail. Because
is that Dice Clay?
Yeah, vandalizing a ceremony.
So the whole point of the story cemetery. Is when I only had some time. Okay, like Dylan doesn't even know this, and it's getting dark now. I know I'm in the vicinity, so I put on their music so they could hear it.
Oh,
because I know they're around the area,
right?
You know, because I believe in that stuff. Just like I believed. So I didn't tell Dylan that because that's why she grabbed it. She dug what he did.
She knew what he was playing, yeah.
Yeah, so ooh, she like wanted that. Him to know, you know, with the Chinese bar, you know how they are.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if he listens, he's going to know now. He'll be like, now I'm extra spooked because because grandma was listening to my music.
No, but I needed them to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I felt. I go, at least, you know, I'm stuck in here.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, no, that's cool.
I'm not going to get out of here the way things were going. So at least play some of that music for everybody to enjoy.
Calm you down, let them enjoy it.
When did they get music in the graveyard?
Yeah, not often.
Not a lot. And it was just so awesome for people walking by to hear the music. And a man lost.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Cemetery.
Even when I
it's always fun as well.
You know, I did when we did like the unveiling for my dad. You know, I played Sinatra, "Fly Me to the Moon."
Yeah,
like I go, what are we going to start feeling bad all over again?
Right.
Let's play what they like.
Something they enjoy.
So I brought a boombox, which nobody has.
A lot of people don't bring the boombox to the graveyard
just
either.
Just you and Angel Salazar.
And I had it all queued up to "Fly Me to the Moon" because they went. They saw Sinatra at the Garden, like they were Sinatra freaks. So they went to what was called the main event. And so I did that, and then we went to a deli. Like, how long am I going to stand there? Trust me, I put in enough time when she was the lookout.
Yeah.
When Eleanor was
the lookout.
Oh, my
God, that was terrifying.
I put in enough time that I never got to go there again.
Right.
It was a long time. And I'm looking around, and at first I was disorientated. Then I'm going, how do I even get back? Because I was all turned around from, you know, I'm cutting
trying to figure
bread.
Out, yeah.
No, you had to see me running through the I'm like, I nearly fell over somebody. They were bumps.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't, like, take the roads anymore. It's like, I got to get out of here.
They were bumps.
You know, this isn't what I do.
Yeah. You're not a nighttime graveyard dweller.
No.
So what happened is the next day when we got to go now to another city, and we're driving on the freeway, you know, because I told them once I got out of there, I said, I ain't ever coming back here, you know, just no reason. And so we see the exit again, and she's looking at me going, you want it? You know, we're already here. They're going to be open now.
All right, well, yeah, today it's open.
Right.
Yeah. It was 1 o'clock.
So I went, and I hung out a little, you know, and that was it.
And you survived.
And then today,
yeah.
What's funny is, you know, with my pinky.
Oh, yeah. How'd you hurt your pinky?
The Chinese did it.
Feng Chao? What Chinese?
The rice man?
The Chinese. That's who does this.
What did they do?
They look to damage you.
Okay. I'm not negating you. I just want to know how.
They're mad about the Trump tariffs.
No. Okay.
No.
That's a new thing.
I didn't have anything against them. You know how they do the Chinese torture where they pull your nails out? And
sure.
You know what I mean? So I went for a manicure, you know, and I could tell
she
was like a real Chinaman.
Right.
Okay.
China chick, whatever they call
yeah,
them.
Yeah, China.
I don't even know if they ever gave them a formal name.
I don't think so.
The girls, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you got Chinaman, but nobody ever goes China girl.
Right. My little
just
China.
Other than just David Bowie. Yeah.
There was a wrestler named China Girl, but she wasn't even
China.
Chinese.
Just China.
Not China Girl?
Mm-mm. Just China.
And
but she also might
have been a man.
That's true. That was it.
I don't believe that. I've seen the porn.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Right.
She did get
she did do some porn.
She did the porn.
Yeah, right. But they can.
Powerful bang.
Yeah.
At least on film.
Yeah.
Well, she was Sean. Pretty strong.
Out of tape.
She was pretty strong, you know. So.
Yeah.
But, no, good but wrestler. What I'm saying is, so this lady's giving me a manicure, and she's really going for it till it was bleeding.
Did you get a manicure for the podcast?
And
that's
then
so
I
nice
said,
of you.
Not for the podcast.
Oh, oh.
I cut my head open the other day taking a speed shower. You have no idea what I went through with my nails. I thought I was going to need stitches in my head because I don't like Rick. I don't know if he knows this. I'll tell him about the speed shower.
Okay. The speed shower shouldn't be ever talked about publicly.
I don't see why
but
not.
But I think
he's
it's amazing.
An open man.
He's yeah. a very open man. He's an open channel, if you will.
Yeah.
Open book. There's
open
no
book.
Thing open channel.
Yeah, well, that's what Tommy used to call
Rick. That's an old Tommy thing. Well, Rick's an open channel. Who knows what's going to come out of his mouth?
Okay.
Well, so. I'm glad you're
oh,
here.
Tommy.
Yeah, the old talent coordinator.
Okay.
You
yeah.
don't like the hair.
Well, do your thing in there, Dice, okay? This is your house. Mitchie wanted me to tell you that.
No, so.
Anyway, speed showers.
Yeah, see, I don't like the water really beating on me.
Okay.
Like, I feel like.
He's afraid of it.
It has it over me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Actual
Because it's
human.
Above you.
Right.
You know, and the speed of it, you know, just bang
It's aggressive.
Away, you
know? Yeah.
Yeah. So I developed a way to shower quickly, like in under 3 minutes. Everything. Clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to have a routine on your body.
Yeah, you got to be prepared.
You
know, it's like boxing.
But you can get hurt.
You got your moves.
Yeah, I've gotten hurt more than once. Doing
oh, yeah.
This, you know?
Okay.
And so, yeah, so I was in Vegas, and there's a lot of nozzles coming at me. There's like 5 nozzles blowing water at me, and I'm like, fuck this. You know, and I wanted to cut it down to like sort of a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So
you can't clean anything in a minute.
There's extra nozzles here, so it's possible.
Yeah, there was a lot of nozzles going on. So now I go to my back and bone doctor, you know, in Vegas to straighten out my back, which has been screwed up for like 6 months. And then I got hit by this guy on a bicycle in the parking lot of a supermarket in Vegas. And we had to cancel some shit gig on the farm in Iowa.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because my back was completely fucked. And I got one of the guys, because he was on a skateboard.
Right.
You know, so I kicked him, you know, till he ran away. But the guy on the bike was out of there.
Yeah.
So now I go to the back and bone guy to straighten out the back. And he goes, what'd you do to your head? You know, there was a giant scab on the top. And I go, what the fuck is that? And he goes, I don't know. I wasn't there when it happened. He goes, but you should leave it alone, you know. And it was because of the speed shower, and my nails were really long.
Oh.
That's what happened, because with the shampoo,
you go quick.
We don't want to go more than 8 yeah. to 10 seconds once the shampoo was in.
Oh, my God.
So,
this is like a TED Talk on showering.
You cut your head open with your own hands.
Yeah.
Wow. Because of the
dangerous,
the intense shampoo job.
The minute and a half of the water coming at me from every direction.
Right.
That you want to just go through the glass of the shower.
Right.
You know?
It's like being initiated into a gang.
Yeah,
they're coming
right.
from all sides.
So, yeah. So I normally do the 3-minute shower, not a minute and a half. And so now I got back to L.A. So I went, and this is what the Chinese did.
Trying to take the razors down a little bit.
Chinese torture.
She went for the rip off.
She take the whole nail off?
Just took
no,
it down too
she
far.
Just, She's
went too
just
far.
Digging in around the edge. And I finally said,
for the cuticle.
You want to hear exactly what I said? Just put a Band-Aid on it.
How'd that go?
Because it kept burning. Oh, you had to see all the women in the chairs look up? Oh, no, I scared the fuck out of that place.
there's an alpha male being aggressive.
Nail.
Yeah.
Because at first I was cool, you know. And then she kept putting stuff on it and kept playing with the other nails. And when she went back to it for like the 10th time, I go, just put a Band-Aid on it. And I know she wasn't one of the regulars. And she was
oh, really?
Ugly.
Yeah.
And that's a, you know.
They brought her. They probably just shipped her off the container.
I don't like.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't go for ugly.
No, I know.
It's just something.
You'd never do that.
No, it's just something. look, people that are ugly, they can't help it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
I'm sorry.
It should really go to their parents and blame their parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to do any of my act here.
It could have been a load in the mouth.
But if you really think about, like, why were two, like...
Hideous.
Yeah. Hideous is a good word.
Yeah.
Hideous looking people. It's one thing the two of yous want to get together, you know, and do things to each other, you know. But why are you creating a fucking monster?
Yeah.
You know.
Andrew, that's mean.
The monster.
Shut up, mean. What do you mean, mean?
What's mean?
He's right.
Everybody deserves love. And
everybody
I
bang is good looking.
Yeah.
Except like one night is.
Sure.
You know, I've gone.
But you're not going to create a living thing.
It wasn't for pregnancy, trust me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're, and everyone know, if someone's ugly, they know it. They just should understand you don't dump loads in, you know, the magic spots.
No, you don't create other humans from that. You got to go, you know what? I'm really ugly, so I got to get somebody decent to plant the kid in me.
Right.
So this kid's got a chance.
But if you're ugly, how are you going to get somebody decent?
And then they grow up, and all of a sudden they got the double belly.
Right.
And then the quadruple belly.
Here he goes.
Yeah.
You know,
here he goes.
So, you know, that's just not a working formula.
Don't do the double belly.
I'm not doing the double belly. Created that expression, though, for the world.
I'm not
talking about somebody that's heavy.
Yeah.
You know, a little overweight or even obese. Okay. Let's say you got an obese person and they just don't stop with the obesity. They just keep adding.
Sure.
So at a certain point, the first belly is going to cut off and they start growing
the double belly.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
You think you get to the top of the mountain, then you get there and you're like, oh, there's still more mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
He likes that.
Yeah. Double bellies. It's fucking sickening.
Double bellies is frightening.
And when I see them, it's so crazy. It really bothers me when I see them in Vegas.
And there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. Yeah, with the ugly clothes on.
Yeah.
Have you ever, but you've been with a double belly, haven't you?
What's that?
Haven't you been with a double belly?
I've been with a ton of double bellies for a goof. I'm talking in my 20s when nothing bothered me.
He's not procreating with them, Eleanor.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
One of my favorite stories was a
Chicago,
double belly.
You dump it on the back of something
that. No, you don't. Be a person if you're going to go with a double belly.
Where do you put it?
Man up, face to face.
Yeah.
And where do you...
So you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. The story she's talking about is...
Yeah, I like that.
1986.
Own up to what you're doing.
86, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. I took off in 88. So this is...
Maybe 89?
No. It's when I was doing Crime Story.
Look how angry. Did you see how angry he just got?
No, because I was doing Crime Story. My career took off like big time in 88.
Yeah.
Crime Story was two years, so it's 86.
Okay.
And I'm in Chicago. And this was good.
Decent amount of
And everybody,
double
you know, this
Chicago.
Is a Michael Mann show. He liked doing the show, Crime Story, more than he liked. He used to talk about it. More than he liked doing Miami Vice, which was his biggest show.
Right.
You know? So Crime Story was like a show about gangsters in the 60s. And years later, Scorsese turned that same thing into, what's the movie? Casino.
Casino,
right.
Because it's a real story about those guys. And in the series, I played the De Niro part.
Okay.
And Tony Dennison played the Pesci part. You know.
So great.
But it was like ahead of its time, the show. It took place in the 60s, and it was about the cops after these guys. And, you know, like, you know, it was a break for so many actors.
That's your first series, first show, right, ever?
No.
Or had you done
movies?
It
was my first regular, like, I couldn't believe when I was booked for the show.
Right. And this is what, on HBO?
This was on, like, ABC.
ABC, oh, okay.
Either ABC or NBC.
One of the networks, yeah.
And, So, I mean, you're talking about, you know, everybody from Tony Dennison, Dennis Farina, Kevin Spacey, what's his fucking name? Tomato Head. What's his name?
Tomato Head.
With the red hair.
Yeah, I know.
From,
not David
Keith. David Caruso.
Caruso, that's it.
When I say Tomato Head, I think it, yeah. you know, who did NYPD Blue and now he's CSI, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, every, you know, Michael Madsen, Bill Smichovich, you know, just
wow.
Everybody that became like pretty giant, you know, was on the show. I was like the youngest guy. Me and Billy Campbell were the youngest guys on the show.
Okay.
And he wound up to go on to like movies and, you know.
That's awesome.
You know, but what I liked at the time, he was dating Virginia Madsen. That's all I cared about.
Yeah.
But I was working with Michael Madsen on the show.
That's what I care about. Oh, sorry.
You're Michael Madsen.
So one night, Michael Madsen says to me, he says, Dice, you want to go have a drink with me?
See, that's good.
That was good, right? Yeah. Not even thinking about it. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. Dice, you want to go have a drink with me?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I would have went. Because in Chicago, we were filming in Chicago. It's all bars.
Right.
You know, and I'm not even a drinker. You know
yeah.
that. Okay. So we go for a couple drinks, and he drinks hardcore liquor, you know. Like, I wanted a slow gin fizz, because that's what I used to get at a disco in Long Island.
That's okay. Hilarious.
And he's going.
If I heard you order that, I would throw up.
Slow gin fizz.
He's just drinking straight.
We're
going to
do
whiskey.
Shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, whiskey.
Yeah.
That's what he loves.
Jameson.
Let's do a shot, Dice. I'm not going to drink a slow gin fizz. I don't even know what that is. Is that something you get at 7-Eleven? All right. So anyway.
See what?
Not my greatest Madsen impression, but it'll do.
Yeah, but it's good.
So anyway, we meet these two, like, really hot as balls chicks, okay?
Okay.
And they're drinking with us, and they're all into that. We got a TV show there. And then we go outside with them, and we smash them up against the trees. And
I'm sorry.
What?
What do you mean you smash them up against the trees?
No, like, you know, like when you start making out with somebody,
okay.
You get romantic.
Yeah.
You know, and you pin their head to the tree, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we all knew what you meant other than Eleanor.
Yeah, because we're
well,
making out.
I had this image.
No,
of
this
him
was
and Madsen.
Amazing because I took, it was a giant tree. So yeah. I'm on one side of the tree. He's on the other with his. And, like, there were beauties, you know. And all of a sudden, it starts to rain, right? Now it starts to rain harder, and the girls are going, all right, we're going to go inside. I go, well, you know, the hotel's only, you know, it's two blocks away, the Ambassador, whatever, you know. And no, it was so much fun. It's starting to rain. And they got all nervous that their makeup was going to run.
Yeah.
And they ran in the bar. Okay. But I'm stone drunk. So we're running
Slow
back
gin.
To the hotel. I'm not even making this up. I wish I was. Right in the middle of the street is a double belly.
I can't.
Okay? And the double belly is shirtless with just this giant bra that looked like two, like, bags that you'd put pillows in.
Okay.
You know, that, you know, giant fucking animal fucking horse tits like I like.
Yeah.
You know, and she's swinging her shirt above her head, you know. So I just grab her by the bra, you know, and I pull her into the hotel to save her from getting sick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's out in the rain.
Why are you laughing? I would do that for anybody.
Getting sick?
You could get pneumonia.
It's cold and flu, yeah.
It's freezing out.
He doesn't want her to you know, die from...
Right, God forbid.
But I'm also drunk, so next thing you know, I'm in the elevator with her.
Right.
Okay.
And Madsen's looking like, are you all right, Dice?
Yeah, because he's...
I go, yeah, I'm fine. I'll see you in the morning, whatever. Because we had a film the next morning. And so now let's just cut to me in the double belly in my room, which now becomes sort of a fight for my life.
Sure.
Because she really outweighed me. I mean, she was big. She was wide as fuck.
Jesus.
It's like a Chicago Bears offensive
It was like
lineman.
Ollie Joe without the beard.
Okay. Beautiful.
Like that.
And
wow, that's a wide bottom.
Yeah. And she was strong. You know, and I'm fucking drunk. I mean, I felt myself when she threw me over the fucking bed and she's on top of me, you know, and I'm just covered with tits and whatever, blubber all the fuck over the place.
Covered with tits is a great.
And I'm like, no, because her tits were the size of these lamps that people can't see.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were fucking, they weren't even big tits. They were like other planet.
Yes.
You know, yeah, like Eleanor. You know.
That seemed condescending.
One tit was bigger than your whole midsection.
I know. I'm just saying. I like.
She was gigantic. And she was really overpowered. I mean, I was huffing and puffing. And, you know, so now I get tossed into the bathroom somehow, and she comes after me, and I just don't want to bust my head open on the counter.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going at it, and the way the whole thing wound up is I got her stuck, this is great, in the doorway under me. Because what? Once I was in the bathroom, I was able to push forward. And like almost like ram her that she went back, you know. This is so fucking crazy. It's I can't like- even believe this is part of my life. And so now I'm on top, and I just finish,
yeah,
on top of her, like banging her,
right?
You know, and all I could think, even I don't know. Way back then, before it all happened.
Sure.
It's just amazing to me that back then, now, and forever, and always,
oh boy,
Dice does the fucking.
There we go.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
But you weren't on trial.
I was on top. In the end,
yeah.
No matter what she did.
I see what you're saying.
She was on top. When she threw me over the bed.
She was trying to fuck you.
Yeah, she was fucking me. Yeah. And it's like that's how I knocked her into the fucking bathroom.
Right, she was too aggressive.
And then it was the whole turning point. And when she went through the door, she got stuck on the floor. There was nowhere for her to go. So I'm like this.
So you wedged her.
Yeah, she was wedged in the fucking doorway.
Right.
So the way the bang ended was half in the bathroom and half in the living room part.
Right.
She didn't realize it was a 12-round fight. She won a couple early rounds.
No,
but
I think she was a little retarded. Because as the years go on,
she was a double belly retard.
Well, what other woman would stand in the middle of the street swinging her shirt above her head? You know. So now the next day we're going to work.
Maybe she was drunk.
Enough about her. I'm done with her.
All right,
so we're going to work.
Okay.
And everybody's in the van, you know. Farina, everybody. You know, all the cops, all the bad guys. Tony Dennison, this guy John Polillo. This great actors, you know. Couldn't believe I was even working with all these guys. And Madsen's in the back going, "Hey, Dice, why don't you tell them about your evening?" And I'm sitting in the front of the van, and all of a sudden I say to the driver, "Can you pull over a minute?" and I just throw my guts up, you know. And Madsen's just laughing.
Yeah.
He can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
"You want to hear about Dice's night?" "I'll tell you about his night. Let me tell you. He picked up a minivan." You understand? But he was really nice to me on the set because he was bringing me toast while I sat on the trailer, you know, the little trailer they give you.
Right.
You know, so Madsen's going, "Hey, eat this. You're going to feel a lot better."
And this is from the shot and the stuff you're drinking
goes,
with
"You
Madsen?
You want a shot of whiskey with that?" Because he didn't stop.
Yeah.
You know, he just.
That's his. Yeah, his blood is alcohol.
Yeah,
blood.
It's amazing. You know, funny as fuck, though, that guy. You know.
I love that.
And this is just the beginning. Like, nothing even. And then another night, before I started banging moving vehicles.
Okay.
I get to Chicago, and I figured I would bang the wardrobe girl, because they're normally decent looking.
Sure.
You know, and I wanted welcome myself to Chicago.
Right.
I don't even know if
you're getting a break here, yeah.
I don't know.
No, this was a 5-year contract. No, because when I was going with Eleanor, she used to like the stories.
I do love the stories. Yeah. I know it's weird, but I think it's silly. Because that's his career.
Before you, anyway.
True, but it's how he came up.
No, but a lot of girls could not handle this.
Yeah, that's true.
She's great.
Girls throw themselves at him.
Yeah. You got to understand how gorgeous I was.
But they still do it.
I never was confused about it.
But, you know, a 26-year-old Dice was better looking than the best-looking movie star.
Yeah.
And that's why I became world-renowned.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Right. Anyway, I'm just fucking around. Just fun. So anyway,
always fun.
So I figure I'll bang the wardrobe girl, but she figured I wouldn't.
Right.
Okay. She, you know, because I invited her, I go, why don't we, you know, go hang in my room and, you know, do this, you know. I'm 26. Yeah, I got nothing to do.
Yeah. You
know? I couldn't even believe I got the show. So I go to my room. She goes, just go to your room. We got all the sizes, whatever. I'm not even kidding. I've lived like a whole movie life.
Yeah.
Like everything I tell you is like a movie because it is.
That's crazy.
So all of a sudden, I'm not even kidding. A couple hours later, little knock on the door. Fur coat, just like you'd see in a movie. Blonde woman. Underneath, just negligee. And I forgot the wardrobe. She was her friend. Okay? So she comes in my room. I couldn't even believe it. Like, so, make a long story short, we go at it, you know. And she's like, oh, you're good for a young guy. Show me what you got. Okay. She's like egging it all on. It was amazing. And she was hot. She was great looking.
Yeah.
You know. And what happened is, the minute we get done, and she wasn't a hooker. She was just the wardrobe girl's friend. She goes, welcome to Chicago. My friend couldn't do this because she ran the show, so I did it.
Oh.
Like, welcome to Chicago. Like, it's prohibition.
Yeah,
I couldn't even believe it.
Good friend.
So yeah. What happened is
I didn't get that
even more, which
when I
you'll think about in different levels when I tell this. So now, my friend Johnny comes out to visit in Chicago.
Is this Hot Tub Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we set up a double date, you know, with myself, with her friend, the blonde girl, and the wardrobe girl, because he's not on the show, but he blew it.
Yeah.
You know, with the way he looks at the floor and the introvert. Oh, it's so nice to have met you. So the wardrobe girl wasn't going to bang
him. Yeah, she's not looking
She needed, like, Matt.
She wanted confidence.
Not him. Yeah. You know, so nobody got laid that night. And I sent him right back
for
to
you
fucking
too?
Brooklyn.
He ruined it for you, too? Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
Because it was like, let's all do this or not do this.
It's like trying to pick up chicks back in the day with Mark Ellis. And he's just he's just high-fiving every chick over and over again. And you're like, we got to get out of here.
High-fiving doesn't work.
No, chicks hate to be high-fived.
Oh, that's right. Take it off. It's getting warmer in here, see?
Yeah.
So, wait, I have a question. Just today, in today's, if you were just starting, how do you think that would go? Same act, same everything.
Oh, well, you see what's going on today.
I know, which is insanity to
me. Do I need to move the coat?
No. You're
fine. I'm on film.
You look great. What are you talking about?
Where's the camera?
There's some up there. There's one there.
All right, so anyway. No, I think what's going on with comedy today is awful. How you got to watch every... I don't, but... New comics today got to watch every word out of their mouth.
Right.
Yeah, you're like grandfathered in.
You know.
Because you
I went through it.
Yeah, you offended them so bad so long ago. Now they're like, he better be offensive.
No, but I offended them and I came through it.
Yeah.
And when I did it, nobody came to my defense. That's
right.
Just about every comic in the world was a scumbag and still is for the most part.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I shouldn't say that. The newer guys are a better breed. Than the older guys.
Some of them.
But they were jealous.
A lot of the ones I've met. Anyway.
They were jealous of you.
None of them could handle what I did.
Right.
Right.
You know, none of them could handle this guy is at stadium level.
Right.
You know, and they'd be on morning talk shows from radio to TV. Guys that were filthy. And I don't even want to give them.
No.
You know, I don't even want
to
mention
any
names. But, you know. I'd go, why would this guy come after me? He's filthy.
Yeah.
You know, it's hysterical. It was just for their own TV time, you know.
Right.
And but I went through it and, you know, but what was funny is what all those years later after I did the Woody Allen movie, Blue Jasmine, that's when everybody goes, "Oh, for the last 30 years it's been a character."
Yeah.
Like
so even to this day if I meet Woody fans, they love what I do because to them it's just
Yeah.
You know. all in character.
I always think it's funny. Like
it took Woody Allen.
that's an open their eyes. I was doing.
Was married to his stepdaughter for all these years.
Hilarious. You
know, real filth.
You know. No, I love Woody.
No, he's very.
He's brilliant.
I don't have a problem.
Fantastic.
I'm just saying.
Does,
this is a guy that married his stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And that's who got me cleared from all charges.
No,
just unbelievable.
I love from
to
all
me.
Charges.
All charges dropped. Say whatever you want. Everybody else now that comes after you is going to lose everything they have.
Yeah.
You know, you say one wrong word, they go, well, we were going to give you a special, but, you know, you said fuck past four times.
Right.
Right.
No special, no career. Take care of it. But it's an awful thing, what's going on. And, that's why I'm about to, tomorrow I go on sale, Mr. and Mrs. America tour, me and Roseanne Barr.
I saw that on social media.
Yeah, it's going to be. We're going to do a couple shows and then put the rest of the tour on sale. And special guest Eleanor Kerrigan.
Yep.
You know,
woo-woo.
Who's
very
just
exciting.
Probably the best opener I've had since Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
I've had
impressive.
A lot of
Thank
openers,
you.
And she doesn't just do well, she destroys audiences. I mean, there's even a point where I say to her, kidding around. I go, how am I going to follow that? You know, and then I go,
do you like
oh,
the kidding around?
Oh, you're dice.
It's fun to hear the parentheses out loud. Right.
No, but that's how badly she kills these crowds.
No,
I don't look at Eleanor like a girl comic, like a guy. I just look at her as this unbelievable comedian today.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and I watched her from, her first show with me. What were you doing comedy? How many months?
3 months.
3 months, and I put her on at Westbury. Just like a science test. I wanted to see what would happen.
We failed.
And no, she didn't fail. What would have failed is if she never got on stage again.
Oh,
right.
I see.
See, the fact that they were booing her off. And it wasn't even that they were booing her.
They just wanted him.
They just wanted me.
Yeah.
She was new and didn't know how to get right in it. You know,
I remember those crowds from going out and being like,
that's
well,
right.
This
is
you super awesome.
That's right. You know, I forget sometimes you work with
He did Jersey. Yeah.
I did Jersey. I remember the first night at the Laugh Factory in New York when they still had that Laugh Factory there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, the porno place.
Yeah, the old porno place.
Yeah.
And I was on stage for maybe 20 seconds, and someone in the crowd just literally stood up. And I'm like, why is he standing up? And he just goes, shut up, faggot. Bring up dice. And I was like, this is a different kind of crowd.
My crowds are hardcore.
And then I'm sitting up there trying to do this. So I'm from Kansas, and that means. And the crowd's just like, boo, get him off.
No, but Eleanor's just. Superb, I gotta say it,
But it took a lot of beatings.
She works her ass off. You know how many sets she does.
Yeah, absolutely.
She goes from one clip to the other. And
she's a crusher. Late night, opening, it doesn't matter. She'll do it.
It doesn't matter.
But now here's the you two are gonna go on, Roseanne Barr and you. Two most controversial.
This is my thing. Okay. So she lost that show over something she said.
Right.
That's the new
A thing. Joke she made, yeah.
A joke she made on what? What was she on? Was
I
it
believe
Ambien?
Oh, Ambien, yes.
Okay. Look who I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Do I have to say what Ambien did to
no.
me?
No. No.
Can you tell the listening public your experience with me and Ambien at an airport, perhaps?
Yeah.
Playing what I thought was a bass guitar at the Four Seasons.
He spent an early morning as we were trying to leave a hotel in Miami.
I want you to tell the story, but let me set it up.
Yeah.
The reason I was still stoned on Ambien is because I only was asleep for about 2 hours before I got woken up to take a flight.
Right.
You take it from there.
I came downstairs in the hotel, and Dice was sitting at a harp in the lobby, a full-sized harp.
Because you're half awake and you're half asleep.
And he was plucking it like he was like a jazz blues bassist. And I believe he was Marvin.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Marvin
by the
was
time
there?
We got. But,
I don't like Marvin.
Marvin might have been playing the bass.
Yeah.
But by the time we got
to the airport. You were a military man.
I was a colonel.
Colonel, that's right.
Okay. I was making people salute me.
Yeah, and the TSA seemed a little confused by it. But
yeah,
I just remember
me, soldier.
A younger black guy kind of looking around and then just slowly saluting you like, He didn't know how to handle it other than like, all right.
Well, that's what Ambien does to people. So, and trust me, the people that fired Roseanne, whatever, probably take Ambien.
Yeah, there's
for sure.
You know what I mean? I stopped taking Ambien when my son Dylan got a little afraid that I kept doing the Bridge Over River Choir. Like a soldier. And then when he'd look at me, I'd freeze.
Right.
So the next day, Max told me, you know, Dylan, you remember this.
I was there. He was terrified.
So Max goes, you know, Dylan got a little, you know, afraid last night when you were doing that march, you know. So I said, watch this. I took the Ambien. I poured it into the toilet. I haven't had it since.
Yeah.
You know, it I take something else now, but it takes like 9 hours to go to sleep. So I might as well never sleep.
Right.
So, but well, I never took it again.
I remember thinking that you were fucking with me. When I first started talking to you, you would call me at like 3:30 in the morning. And I would, I'd answer, I'd be like, oh, it's Dice. And I'd, hello? And you'd be like, what are you doing, motherfucker?
Oh, that's Marvin.
Yeah, and I'd be like,
I don't like him.
Eleanor didn't like Marvin because he'd always come on to her.
Yeah, because she's racist is really what
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
And I was just like, I don't know. And then my roommate was like, did you get a booty call last night? And I'd go, no, Marvin called me from Dice's phone. And he'd be like, what? I'd be like, he assured me he was a black guy and he controls the rain with his big black dick.
Oh, that's right. When my cock had to put out the fire.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very important.
Yeah.
I have.
Imagine if we had Twitter.
I have a lot of the calls, not to you, but Mike Black
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gave me CDs full of, you know, phone calls from the Colonel and Marvin.
Dice the Criminal.
Yeah. Which
I was always planning a heist of some sort.
No, but they were it was unbelievable the way I'd plan them out. Yeah. That was what was amazing. Like Wheels used to say to me, he'd go, somewhere in L.A., you got a garage full of millions of dollars. He goes, because
you don't remember.
You don't know. Yeah. He goes, because you plan these robberies.
So detailed.
Yeah.
From everything, the kind of machinery you need to how you're getting in, who's the inside guy. Like, and you see the place, you know, you just see it.
You know?
So, but what I'm saying is, anybody that knows about Ambien knows, number one, it'll make you just eat everything in the refrigerator. So even if you're not a double belly, you're going to wind up a double belly. You know, I mean,
there's no guilt if you don't remember doing
it. I went to school one time in my underwear. Mm-hmm. You know, that he's going, Dad, don't you want to, you know, put on some clothes? I go, no, I'm not even getting out of the car. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because you're half asleep and you're half awake.
Right.
You know.
And then he parked.
But anybody that has heard of that Ambien
understand.
Knows these are the things that go on.
Sure.
So.
Didn't you pick up trash in your Escalade one time?
Like, no, we throw out trash.
Okay.
But like you were saying, in the middle of the night, maybe he did it? Because I remember he parked.
We dumped garbage.
Yeah, he went for a run somewhere, did something in the car, and then parked. In the middle of the night, I was asleep. I got up to take the kids to school, and the car was gone. So I thought it got stolen. But here he parked it in front of the driveway.
And nothing changes.
Oh, yeah, he just did it the other day. But imagine if we had Instagram.
Watch. Let him watch. Here we go. Where's the fucking sound?
This is the greatest family activity of all time. Just the joy on your son's faces when it's dumping garbage time.
get away.
Oh.
Nothing changes.
That's two cars.
Yeah.
That's a two car job.
Smart.
Yeah. So anyway.
Dumping garbage illegally.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter on Ambien or not, we're dumping garbage.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay.
Eleanor's part of that.
I love dumping garbage.
And so what I'm saying is, so when Roseanne lost the gig on TV, it was over Ambien for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, so why didn't, like, the powers that be go, she was stoned out on Ambien.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She didn't mean what she's saying. I know what 33 is. She's not a racist.
Yeah.
You know, she's just.
She's not.
She's no more racist than anybody in this room or anywhere in the world.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, that was clearly a case of the powers of BB and, like, you know what? She's conservative, and we don't like that.
No, we're just going to make another example of somebody that said something, but yet on a sleeping pill of some kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So that bothered me.
Yeah.
So a few months ago, you know, I had her come on stage in Vegas.
Yeah, I remember watching the clips Eleanor posted.
Yeah, I wanted to bring her out there, you know, because nobody, just like years ago, nobody got behind me.
Nobody stood up for
and
it.
Said, why isn't he allowed to do the act he does?
Yeah.
You know, I did it in a bigger-than-life way, but no different, the material was no different than Colin or Eddie Murphy or Pryor or anybody that came before me, okay? But the character, the look, the bigger than life jackets with the 9-inch collars, you know, made it, you know, it was a moment in history.
Yeah.
You know, and so nobody got behind me, like I said. So when I saw this with her, and it's the dumbest move I've ever seen a network do, because the show had the biggest rebirth of anything ever. Bigger than every show on TV.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was just bigger than every show that's already on, and it was a reboot of a show, and now all the networks are rebooting every fucking thing they ever had.
It's terrible, yeah.
You know? There's no original
So I brought her on stage, you know, and I within a day there was just press all over the world.
She did great, by the way. She was excellent.
She was amazing, you know. And I had my reason, because I go, we'll tour. Let's just do a tour. Say, fuck everybody.
Yeah.
So her agents dropped her. Everybody dropped her that I knew of. So I call my agent, because I got the real guys.
Right.
You know, I don't deal with bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Regular comedy agents.
I don't deal with that.
Yeah, he deals with rock star agents.
Yeah, rock star. Yeah. My guys have, you know, from Metallica to Billy Joel. You know,
right.
And in between, Motley Crue, everybody, you know. And I call my agent, Pete Pappalardo, and I go, listen, Pete, this is what I want to do. I want to tour with Roseanne, okay? I go, you got a problem representing her? He goes, I got no problem with her. So she had an agent in 10 minutes. And now the tour is going to go on sale tomorrow. I'm sure the shows will blow out in a minute, you know? And, you know, we're going to give people what they're dying to do again, laugh.
Yeah. Right.
Like, not censored laughing, not chuckling. When I'm on stage, they don't chuckle. I kill them.
Yeah.
They leave saying, I never saw anything like this before. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Real laughter. You know, and I you know, personally, I won't give a fuck who said anything about me. You know, maybe that's why, like, Netflix didn't have me or whatever because of my
language.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's all PC.
You know, but I don't
bullshit.
Care. You know, I know, like, personally, what I've done in the world for the last. You know, I made it over 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, it was when the career took off. I'm doing it like 41 years. And, but I couldn't care less. You know, I don't need a special. I don't need anything.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I'm dice.
But,
so I'm going to go with Roseanne. I'm going to go with Eleanor. And we're just going to mow through the country and give people the best compliment I get from people after I perform, if I have to say hello to anybody. You know, because I don't like it. I don't like meeting.
I recall.
I'm not a, you know.
Yeah, they would always, I'd always
you know,
end up
I
having
them,
to go talk to people.
Well, this is
after
the
shows, cause I like Andrew to would
give,
do it.
But Rick, I like to give them everything.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I'm on stage. And I even tell them, I go, but if you see me in the casino, after don't come over.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sign anything. I don't want to take pictures where I'm here. Oh, this is blurry. Can we do more?
Yeah.
You know. Sign a wet napkin that the pen got. I don't want to meet you. I'm giving you everything right now.
Yeah.
That's what I got for you.
I've done morning radio, and people will say, hey, I was looking through your bio, and it said that you opened for Andrew Dice Clay. And I'd say, yeah, when I was like 23, I opened for him for a couple of weeks. And they go, you know, I saw him at a gym in New Jersey, and I went over. I wanted to talk to him about his comedy, and you know, he just seemed kind of rude. Did you find that? I go, no. No, he's always super nice to me. Great great family.
Number one,
man.
When I'm in a gym, I'm wearing giant headphones and I'm listening
I don't know
to music.
I don't talk to people anyway.
Yeah, okay, I'll always, if somebody comes over, I'll shake their hand or pound their fist.
Yeah.
And if they try to talk, I go, dog, I'm listening to music.
Yeah.
Because I know if I take my headphones off, workout's over.
Yeah, they're going
to. And I'm not ending the workout to hear about something
some
that
joke
they
liked
20 years ago.
Right.
Right.
You know, if you're smart and you wait for me to leave the gym, like when I'm leaving and you want a little picture, then I'll take the picture.
Right.
But you see a guy with giant headphones, leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know,
just see a guy at a gym in general.
I love my fans. I love entertaining them, but I'm a human being too. I'm a person, and there are things I do.
Yeah.
I'm working out is my hobby. I love that.
Right.
So I'm not stopping.
Okay.
I'm not stopping, you know, for some guy that goes, yeah, that, you know, when you say the little boy blue, you know, I was having a birthday. Go fuck yourself. That's what I'm thinking. You stop my workout in the middle of my fucking workout, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
You stupid fuck.
Okay. Okay.
It's so funny because all I have to say is just that you're always super nice
to
me.
I'm the nicest fucking guy in the world.
You
but
sound
I don't like
it.
People getting in my face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wait.
Yeah. If I'm in a coffee place and they go, Dice, can I just ask me what? The fuck do you want? Do I know you?
Relax.
What the fuck away?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is what I get all day. I get two questions. Two of my highest questions about Dice. Is what first can you get him to unblock me?
Nice.
Two, are the Instagram videos real?
Yeah,
every day.
Someone just sent me
first
a text
of all,
message.
If they listen and watch this podcast, they see it's all real.
Yeah,
that's
see,
a
I
crazy
wait for
person.
Her to, where she's at her wits' end on the road.
And he pokes,
pull
he
the
pokes,
camera
he pokes,
right.
He pokes the bear.
So I'll get the camera ready and I get it.
You know what's going to happen. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And when it's not that good, I just don't post it.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know, but
content. Good
it's like
content.
I said, I love the fans. You know, like,
it's
you
content.
Know, I love that we're going to do this tour now.
Yeah.
It's going to be great for Eleanor. You know, I mean,
it's
she's
gonna be great
the one
for
that
everybody.
Needs a special.
It's
going to be great for America.
I don't
need
a fucking special. They could wipe their ass with their specials.
I mean, we could just tell them that you identify as a woman, and they'll probably give you $5 million for a special. They'll go, Dice is trans now, I guess. Not even change an outfit.
Yeah, it's just...
Don't change
but God
the
forbid
outfit.
You make fun
I'm
of
I'm a fucking woman
like,
now.
If a new comic makes fun of the half chicks, right?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know? You know, the tits and they got a dick.
Yeah.
You know, that's
Listen,
funny shit.
I talk about all this stuff, and there's a reason no one in this town wants to work with me.
No, well.
it's
no,
because
but,
I do talk about it.
No,
people
but
are like,
30 years ago, I was talking about trans testicles. They didn't even have a name for them yet. You know? And I would say, I would talk about gay and bi, and I go, and then you got these things, trans testicles. You meet the girl of your dreams, wine a diner. Take her home, put your hand up a skirt, you're holding a tree trunk. And everybody would get all
That's
mad at me and
Dice
go, well,
right
what
there.
The fuck should I call them?
Yeah.
I just don't like how sensitive everybody is. And I think
no,
this
no
Dice
good.
Roseanne.
You got to be able to laugh, Mr. and Mrs.
But
America.
But you standing up for her says everything about you. You know what I'm saying? Like Joe
because
Rogan
she's
got
a
behind
friend
her.
Of mine.
Yeah.
No, she, Norm Macdonald got in
Norm,
trouble for getting
Norm
behind
Macdonald
her.
Norm Macdonald got in trouble because he got behind her. Like, a lot of people...
In trouble for what? This is America. It's the...
The problem is...
the jacket that has the First Amendment on it.
Yeah.
I had that made to be on the cover of Penthouse.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I'll have to wear it on the tours.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea, Andrew.
The American flag with the First Amendment.
The problem is that social media exists, and people don't exist most of their lives in reality. They exist in this, I have to present myself a certain way so that the 40 people that follow my pathetic life think I'm on the right side of things. And so anytime anything happens, the far left gets super crazy and everyone goes, what? I better tweet that I think everything about that is inappropriate so that my friends know that I'm a great person.
Let me tell you about a post I took down because...
Oh, yeah.
I am not a political comic.
Yeah.
We don't even care about
it. I couldn't give a fuck who the president is or who his the second president is.
Yeah.
You know, the vice president. I don't even know. Who is it? Who is it now?
Pence.
Yeah.
Pence.
He's an anti-homosexual governor.
No, all I'm saying is if you think of your life for the last even 10 years.
Yeah.
You do the same thing every year, right? You go out, you try to make a living and build your career.
Right.
No matter who's in office.
Yeah.
That's what goes on.
Yeah.
So it's all with them, you know, with politicians and stuff. Like, I don't even get into political talks.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Good what? I don't know.
Political.
Because I don't know
you
every
word.
You got
a laugh in the studio.
Thing. No, because I don't know every word.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't study every
word.
You know
word. Political.
I get yelled at for bad spelling on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fucking people, leave me alone. Yeah. You happy I'm saying anything?
Yeah.
I spell the way I feel, and that's it.
Lowest people on earth are the
what
grammar the grammar police.
All right, forget about the spelling. Forget about that part.
Uh-oh.
I like when people get mad because you use all caps.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Which I like because it lines it up the right way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he wrote his book.
Okay. Wait.
Printing it.
How do I get to? All right. Look, I'm going to text someone. All right. Okay. So forget all the letters. Okay. Then you go to this thing, and you got all them marks that they try to teach me in school. I don't know the difference between that and this.
Semicolon. That's a semicolon.
It's just dots all over the place.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. I just write the way I feel.
He goes, right. I'm not using these Roman numerals.
Smart.
No, so what I'm saying is, if you think about the existence you live as an adult, it's always just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
And taking care of your family. No matter who's been president, vice president, and mayors, we still do the same in our world.
Yeah.
We all do the same. And now you sit in a room with people and they start in. I'm not even going to say his name because people get like berserk from it. And so I put up a picture the other day of Trump sitting at the table. I'm shaking his hand. And the other picture was a bathroom with him, her, and.
Like a family. And then it said, just go or something like that.
No, like whoever.
Yeah.
Like everybody. Half cocks are allowed in there, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Half chicks.
Yeah.
So the statement I wrote was, me and Donnie like chicks around in the bathroom like when we're unloading our sword. I don't think one person read that part.
No.
All they saw was his picture and going berserk. That's it. I'm unfollowing you.
Yeah, how could you do this?
I'm like, did they not see the bathroom?
This is clearly a joke.
So then I put up a nut. Yeah, but they're not reading.
But
they just see him.
Pictures. It's crazy.
And they're so wound tight,
everybody,
about politics. Now, the one thing I learned, because I did have a smart mother, go, never talk about politics.
Yeah.
You're never going to win a conversation talking about politics. So I never did.
Yeah.
I hardly even went to school. I didn't need to know anything. I knew what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know, but what I'm saying is, that's all anybody does now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, who cares what you think about anything?
I mean,
why are we discussing this? I go to a party. I don't want to be talking about what a president tweeted or what he's saying. I'm looking for tits. I'm looking for 2-inch fat fucking meat lips between somebody's strange legs.
If America could just get back
how
on the right
I am.
Track
and
get focus
back
on the good
track.
Stuff.
Yeah. You know, follow
look
the
for
fucking
the meat lips.
Yeah, dude, wait a minute.
Even if you
lips,
even if
wait,
you have to
squish pit.
Squish pit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I don't even if you're chasing down, I believe a term I remember you using was you like them 2 feet from belly to back.
No, 2 feet deep
with
from belly
the
to
love
back.
Handles on their fucking neck.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just try and enjoy yourself. Stop worrying about this
shit. Basically is what
you're
saying. So, just enjoy your life.
So me and Roseanne are going to go out there and kick ass.
That'll be great.
No apologies on this.
Yeah.
We're on no apologies.
I just tweeted the other day, I don't want to hear anyone apologize for anything. It's like the most likes I've gotten on a tweet in years.
Look at all the Instagram
stuff. It's just endless.
With the, wait.
There he goes.
No, let's just go to the line.
What's the
line? With their fucking, I'll find one. This is one. Let's look at the food. Choke on it. Whoever put that up, just fucking choke on it.
Wait, you don't like
my,
that they
my
put food
entire
on
my entire life, I was able to get rid of every meal, okay, without ever thinking, you know, maybe we should take a few pictures, bring it into the photo place, and then somehow get it out there for the world to see what was cooked. All right, so that's a look at her face.
No, we're not. Don't show people's Instagram.
No.
I think social media
something.
Is a curse and a blessing. So,
off. God forbid somebody didn't put up off. like off has been around from before I was born.
But these people have right to their First Amendment as well. They can say whatever they want.
No, I know,
let
but
do.
It's just they want to be noticed. So I can't
sure,
find
everybody wants
anything
to be noticed.
Anything I want to talk about, let me show my bug spray. fucking dumb fuck.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but that's inappropriate.
Wait a minute. So no, I'm looking for now. I can't find. What the expressions?
When does the actual tour start?
Eleanor knows.
I believe it's September 18th and 19th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow. So yeah, he's excited. He's in his Instagram. That's going to take him a minute. So it's September. I'm sorry.
You ever look at that? New Armenians.
19th and 20th. New Armenians, as I'm promoting a show, you bring
There's
up new...
There's Tall with her bass guitar. Whatever the fuck her name
Tall.
Is.
name is Tao. Yep. Yes. All right,
that?
We got to wrap it up. That's what they're saying.
Wait, I'm looking for something. That,
all right.
He's... From all the things, now they won't show it.
Yeah, well...
All I'm... Here. Wait. Sharks don't infest waters they live there. What?
That's someone defending sharks.
Oh, you're not even
going to
believe it. It's a, what the fuck, Whitney Cummings.
Leave
stupid.
Her alone. She's defending the sharks.
She's taking the shark side.
My point is
Whitney's
that
a humanitarian.
Everybody puts up all, be the best you
yeah,
could
yeah.
be.
Oh, you're looking
live
for
your
those.
Live your life
yeah.
in free. In a way, go fuck yourselves, because then they don't use their fucking blinker, these dumb motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Be the best you could be.
Right.
So you don't know to use your fucking blinker? Is that the best you could be? You cause a fucking accident on the freeway, you dumb fuck?
Yeah.
Is that as good as you are?
Okay, I need you to calm down.
I'll fucking choke you to death.
Well, thank you guys
bitch.
For listening to the Comedy Store Podcast.
Stick my dick in your face. It's as good as it gets.
What I really want you to do is go to... Wait, what do we do? Just Google Andrew Dice Clay
for
these tickets?
How do I know?
Okay.
I'm not the promoter. I'm a comedian.
I'm aware of it, but so the tickets go on sale tomorrow. But so we just Google Andrew Dice Clay. All his tour dates come up on Ticketmaster, whatever it is. So are you recording this right now?
Well, now I am.
Why? We're recording.
No,
this is like a triple recording.
So I have a clip.
So okay,
about the dumb bastard on the freeway that doesn't use the blinker.
But right now we're closing.
Rick Ingram, right here.
Eleanor Kerrigan.
Eleanor Kerrigan.
But we're trying to
They're really that fucking dumb in California.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to do
anything.
We're
trying to close the Comedy Store Podcast. So what I'm saying is go to, just Google Andrew Dice Clay. All the dates will come up. Please go see Roseanne Barr and Andrew Dice Clay.
Mr. and Mrs. America.
Mr. and Mrs. America.
And Eleanor Kerrigan.
Eleanor Kerrigan will be opening the show. I'm staring right in there.
3:30 in the morning, rubbing my back and preparing me for the next
show. Butafuco style.
I hope everybody's happy about it. All right. Thank
Thanks,
you
guys.
So much.
Thanks,
thank you
Dice.
For coming.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, we have to. Yeah.
Goodbye.
I love you. Thank you so much.
That was fun.
But go to my website. Rick's running up. Go to my website. EJ Kerrigan. No, Eleanor J. Kerrigan.
Why
I have
is
dates.
Still talking when you're trying to wrap up. The
shut
show.
Up! I'm trying to promote the dates, and you're ruining it. Just go to my website. I have a lot of dates on there, so I don't. You don't update yours. You can talk. You could not talk. The video camera sees you still.
You told me. You told me you're doing it.
Thank you so much for listening.
Why are you looking there?
I don't know. I don't. There's a camera there. There's a camera there. There's a camera
it's
there.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
I want to go upstairs.
Yeah, let's go upstairs. Get some air.
I got to unload my Zord.
Also, check out Joshua O'Brien because he's not here to promote his stuff. So go to his website and follow him on Instagram, all that stuff. Come support live comedy. See you guys on the road.
Long ago, I was born to the world. I was thrown in between great divides. No escape, but that's life. We'll be right back. yesterday.